Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, you may press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Gary Proctor. You may begin.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We would like to update you on some exciting information about Informix Warehouse, the new family of product that we're rolling out to the marketplace. As you know, in March, we had introduced the Informix Warehouse feature. Today, I'd like to talk further about the Informix Warehouse as sort of a family of product that is coming out. We are doing a pre-announcement here. We are actually doing the official announce on April 28th of this product at the Informix International Users Group, and we want to make sure that our business partners are up to speed and available and understanding all of the content of this Informix Warehouse offering and be able to talk with customers at that conference. So we are doing a pre-announce here, so we'd appreciate confidentiality up until the point of April 28th. If you turn to slide 2, I'll cover some of the offerings within the Informix Warehouse and really kind of describe what that's made up of. We'll talk a little bit about a new offering that's getting added to this Informix Warehouse called Storage Optimization. And then I'll discuss a little bit about Cognos 8 integration and where we're at with that and what's coming along with that. We have also a little bit of discussion around growth through skills. I want to make sure that all of our business partners, especially those that are reselling Informix today, understand this. And if there's any questions, we can cover this. And we'll cover some of the certification requirements as well as some of the business plans and approach that's around that. I want to talk a little bit about playbooks and sales tools. We've got some new things that I want to introduce you to and, again, get you prepped and ready for the conference at the end of April. At the end of the session, I'll take questions and we can open it up the lines at that time. Slide 3. The Informix Warehouse is really a offering that we have brought out because of customer requests. Many of our Informix customers, and we anticipate it to be around 30 and maybe even upwards to 40 or 50%, actually use Informix today as a business intelligence warehouse. Everything from data marts all the way up to multi-terabyte warehouses are being used today. So one of the requests that kept coming back from customers is that we needed to add more tooling similar to what was available in the DB2 for the Informix community. And that's where we have worked to bring out the Informix Warehouse and are focusing it on really providing just better capabilities that a Informix customer can and really get in a infrastructure and leverage their infrastructure with Informix to do BI and data warehousing. We also understand that quite a lot of our customers had really built their own scripts and ETL tools and things around it, so we wanted to really make a tool available that would continue to get updated with our releases that kept coming out on Informix and make it easier for them to maintain these scripts and so forth as they continue to make adjustments to the schemas of their warehouse. So the warehouse really is IDS, number one and foremost, is a server underneath it. And then we're added the Design Studio, which really was taken from some of the DWE product that DB2 used for warehousing. And we've adapted that for Informix, as well as the admin console around that to help manage data flows between an OLTP data server and a Informix warehouse server. The SQLW product also is a combination of products that had come from the DWE warehousing offering that was with DB2 and had been adapted. And we found this to be a very cost-effective, because our target market for the Informix warehouse is also at the mid-market. We want an offering that is easily affordable for those companies that really meet the target Informix customer base. It is integrated together with the Informix server now and makes it much easier to move data and develop warehouses and be able to design and maintain that environment. We ended up also working to bring storage optimization, which was actually a DB2 feature probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that was very popular in the DB2 release. We took that technology and we moved it into Informix, and we were actually targeting it for our next vNext release, which is sometime in 2010. However, we started seeing such high quality levels in the testing of this, and also the significant benefits it brings, that we decided that we are going to bring this out into a fixed pack. So the 11.5 XC4 release is going to be offering storage optimization. And we are, a part of this Informix warehouse is actually bundling this and providing it as a discounted price of being able to get it with a warehouse offering, rather than just purchasing it separately as an offering, which we also provide. So let's go on to slide 4. So timeline-wise, again, the Informix warehouse feature, we brought out the tool early and got customers started to get onto it, especially some of our business partners that are doing the BI consulting services and so forth. So hopefully you're finding that tool to be useful in some of developing service business around the Informix and BI space. We are coming out here in really April 27th, the time frame for releasing the Informix warehouse offering, which is a bundle of the SQW and the design tool and the Informix admin, some aspects of OAT, as well as other pieces going into that. And then we're including the storage optimization, which is going to be generally available on April 28th as well with the UC4 release. This is going to help provide some new sales opportunities with Informix, we believe. The marketplace, even though we have seen some tough financial times and regressions, people still look at BI as being an area that can really help them get more efficient in their business and really help them in times when it's tough. So and the timing for bringing this out, we feel, is good, and we're getting a lot of excitement around the world for making some of this capability available on Informix. There's some other upsell opportunities along with this. The continuous availability feature, we know that as you start to build larger warehouses and need to just crunch greater amounts of data, that the clustering capabilities that we have with Informix now, especially when you look at running queries and you know, taking and maybe parallelizing those across different environments, clustered servers, the performance can really be gained as well. And obviously, as you're building a warehouse, one of the things to look for is, you know, control of the data. So we also feel that the upsell with the Advanced Access Control LBAC feature is part of that. We are doing quite a bit of work with STG Group. We are actually at the conference. You will see a Blade Center, and we will be having some promotion around that as well that we're going to be discussing and making available to some of our partners and customers. We're actively working to build events with the hardware STG. STG stands for Software Technology Group, which is the sort of the hardware side of our IBM organization. And they will be including Informix in many of their events around the world. So again, we're getting much more aggressive and active with the hardware teams. If you go to slide 5, the Informix warehouse, again, the key theme message that we want to get across is really optimizing this infrastructure for existing Informix customers. Being able to use Informix for the BI side of things as well as the OLTP side. We think that it will be very useful to extend, also to simplify. We know that customers who especially have developed a lot of their own scripts and things have complained to us about having to maintain scripts whenever we change databases from release to release. And we know that we can increase the performance of moving information from an OLTP data server and in near real time over to a data warehouse through some of these tools. OnePoint Solutions has been on the forefront of helping us build out some of the messaging and some of the capabilities of this. And as you can see, Rod has given us a nice quote below here as well. The next slide is the value proposition. We see key benefits is the really helping companies do better in performance and decision support queries with warehouse loads, building the real-time operational data and making that an environment that is easy to administer and easy to maintain over time, improving the decisions that people can get. And in this time of difficulty, it's very good to have a much more intelligent system of business. One of the also the key drivers of why we brought out some of this again was the request that we had been mounting for years with customers wanting to have a tool that helped them to get rid of having to maintain homegrown scripts, especially for ETL, and do that in a way that can really be easily administered and help free up their personnel to do other things. We also, in doing this, wanted to make sure that the price of this offering and the expense of it is something that could be easily taken in and marketed to the mid-market SMB space. We also have been leveraging off of some of the work that Cognos is doing. We believe that adding in some of the Cognos dashboards and really their reporting capabilities and stuff is a great fit with Informix. And so we think that we will be able to get a lot of benefit out of the synergy that we have now with IBM Cognos. You can move on to the next slide. Again, this is just a quick description of what's in the solution at this time. Again, the Informix warehouse is a family of a product that is going to continue to have pieces brought in underneath it as we move along over the next several years. We're going to continue to build out pieces of this warehouse and Informix warehouse, and we'll continue to add parts to it. At this time, the pieces that are going to be available as of April is the Design Studio SQL Warehouse tool, which really allows the extract, load, and transform of the data from OLTP to the Informix warehouse, and an administration console specifically for the warehousing aspects of managing that database. It would also include the Informix Dynamics Server, either a Workgroup Edition or Enterprise Edition. It's not available with Express today. Underneath that will be the option to include with it the storage optimization, which will allow compression of your data set as it grows. And then again, another option is going to be the clustering support that could be an add-on to this. The announcement letter and part numbers for initially right now is the link that I'm giving on this slide is for the Informix warehouse feature. In April, when we actually come out with the full announcement of Informix warehouse in storage optimization. There'll be another announcement link, which we will be giving out at the conference itself. Slide 8. This just gives you a quick overview of the architecture of how people would be setting this up. Again, the design and admin console is a tool that you know, runs through a web app server and be able to have a SQ runtime connectivity to the Informix data server and really can help link other data servers and other data sources to Informix. Also, the client layers on top will be connecting through to provide more of the reporting capabilities. Slide 9, again, gives you just an overview quickly of the GUI SQL warehouse design and ETL tool. Again, it makes it easier to do data access, data modeling, data flow, and control flow of information going in from one server to the next. Slide 10 is a little bit more description of how someone takes and gets the data from the source tables. They can do the table joins, transform the data, and move it into the target warehouse data. So let's switch gears a little bit now and move to slide 11 and talk a little bit about storage optimization. Again, this is the compression feature that was added to DB2 a couple years back, and it has been incorporated very much in a similar way into Informix, and the benefits that we've seen has been tremendous. Just, you know, quickly to help you understand what's happening with this is that it takes similar types of patterns of data and moves them into a data dictionary and has a lookup to that. And it continues to have a dictionary lookup capability that ends up compressing it. Unlike our competitors, this actually is across the entire sets of tables, not down at a column or even a smaller level of comparison. So it ends up compressing substantially large tables in a very large way. Slide 12 gives you an idea of the storage savings that we have been able to see with some of the compression. In just a given table, we can see 60 to 80% of the compression activity. If you look at compressing everything that you can in a particular database, and not all tables are able to be compressed, but the large amounts of your data are able to, we have seen really a 40 to 50% reduction in disk space of what a Informix database takes up. Some of our beta customers on this particular release have really just said that, you know, the benefits of utilizing this is so much that they actually look at compressing as much as they can within the database. One of the side benefits, if you go to slide 13, that we've also seen is when you have much smaller amounts of data that's moving around in the data server, the performance of the server actually speeds up, and we have really seen anywhere from 30 to 40% improvements in the performance of a database using the compressed data. Again, this isn't just for warehouse. The storage optimization, again, our beta customers would look at really compressing their entire database, whether it's a OLTP or a data warehouse. It works just as well with the transaction processing side of things. And the latency or the impact of compressing and uncompressing is so minimal compared to the benefit that you get of performance of moving much smaller quantities of data inside the server that the performance gains completely outweigh the cost that you would have at having a compression activity going on in your server. So again, we fully anticipate many of our customers are going to compress as much of their databases as they can as they move forward. Slide 14, we get into, again, how the data server can be utilized with our clustering. So we would, if you set up a grid server or a data warehouse, you can have multiple SDS or shared disk secondaries that are having parallel read capabilities with the warehouse part of your server. But then also on that same clustered server, you can have mixed workloads into other parts of your OLTP or build out having a peak workloads for either the warehouse side or for the OLTP side. So again, we really think that the clustering capabilities of Informix is going to bode well with the Informix warehouse offering now. Slide 15 is bringing out Cognos Performance Management. We are continuing to work with the Cognos team to get Informix integrated up underneath for the content store of Cognos. That's an offering that we will be coming out with later this year as a part of our Informix warehouse and targeted for the mid-market. So Cognos is working to also slim down and scale down some of their pricing and offering capabilities such that it meets the mid-market opportunity as well. Slide 16. We get into a little bit of the pricing. Again, we are only offering this on the Workgroup Edition and the Enterprise Edition. So in what's called Informix Warehouse now is going to be IDS. You can also, for Enterprise Edition, get the storage optimization, which would be included in that offering package. And storage optimization at this time is not going to be available for Workgroup. We just don't know that we are going to see the demand that's needed for having it on the Workgroup. So the other piece of it is, again, the Informix Warehouse feature, which is the design and ETL SQW tool that's going to be included. And the bundled SRP price on those is going to be about 10% less than if you would package all of the pieces up separately. So there is going to be a benefit to getting these as a complete warehouse, Informix warehouse bundled package. We do also offer the option to, if you already have an Informix server and you just want to apply storage optimization to it on the Enterprise Edition, there is a one-off charge or upsell charge for that feature. And then also on the side of the SQW, you can buy that standalone as well for those servers that you already have Informix on. And those are the prices for that as well. Slide 17 also just talks a little bit about, as you're talking with customers and we're working to get customers upgraded off of 7 or even 9.4 or even the version 10 that 10 still is on support, but version 9.4 is not on support after this month of April. And 7 is going to be closing out its support coming in September. So upgrade discussions are also a part of having the discussions around Informix Warehouse and the BI space and offering. So again, take advantage of the upgrade offer that we have there as well. Okay, let's switch and talk a little bit about growth for skills. We announced in February across Software Group that we were moving to a new program that's called Growth Through Skills. And the intent of this program was that we are moving to a controlled reselling across many of our Software Group products, which will start to require some of the criteria. If you go to slide 19, you can see that the criteria to get into the Growth Through Skills and also to be able to actually resell an Informix product, you'll need to have a Partner World membership. You'll also need to be able to have two methods of getting through the certification process. You can either go through the SVI and do sales skills type of certifications and so forth, or you can go through the value-added program, which also is a little bit different criteria for being able to be certified with being having the capabilities to resell Informix. And then either one of those can get you into the program through go through skills. And then you know, putting together an approved partner plan. We are coming out at the conference at the end of April, a tool that will just make it so much easier to actually put these plans in place, a web-based type of a tool that will have a lot more information available at the conference itself. But we will end up having the partner plans that will, you know, drive the business for reselling Informix. And then you know, continuing to keep your minimum revenue participation levels up through either SVI or VAP programs after your first year will be a criteria for staying in the Growth Through Skills. Again, I've given you the direct link through Growth Through Skills. It's probably been introduced to you before. We are going to have a session, an hour-long session on this at the users conference on the partner day. Actually, the day is, I think, April 30th, that Thursday in the morning. There's a one-hour session at the users conference that you can attend to get a lot more details about this and get introduced to the new, partner plan tool as well. Slide 20, I've given you some just quick links to the technical boot camps. You can either go directly and get certified yourselves with that, and we are continuing to offer actually greater numbers of these three-day workshops and boot camps so that people, our business partners, are able to send people and get the technical certifications they need by the October deadline to get into the Growth Through Skills. We also have ability for you to go to the web and take the training and get certification through the web programs as well, both on the technical side and on the sales side certification. Those links are there. Slide 21, I wanted to, again, give you the link directly to the Informix playbook. We are actually doing quite a lot to revise this playbook and upgrade it over the next few weeks before the conference. So the link will be changing as, well, the link's going to stay the same, but the content is going to be dramatically improving over the next several weeks with additional information to help you go to market and do some of your activities. Slide 22, I've just given you a little bit more links, one for the Informix warehouse directly. The compression landing page, it's not active yet. It will be when we announce on the April 27th timeframe. And then we've also given you the upgrade promotion link if you need to use that. I've given you also a compression estimation tool link, which, again, will be available when we bring out the storage optimization announcement at the end of April. Slide 23 just talks a little bit about our virtual innovation centers. Again, I wanted to make people aware of our ability to, you know, provide additional classrooms and seminars. If you need to get your install base up to speed more on Informix or want to do some training, those can easily be scheduled. We're expanding our Informix ability to be supported in these innovation centers. We're doing more training to get architects and design and coding people to be able to assist with the development community through these virtual innovation centers, and we've been actively training much of our partner recruitment teams around the world on Informix and continuing to beef this area up. We've significantly increased our ability to provide port and test assistance for those business partners that are needing to get onto Informix and are able to schedule time that people can either interact with them directly or via email or over the phone lines and network to provide assistance for that. I wanted to, on slide 24, make you aware of our virtual loaner program. We do now have IDS 11.5 up on this, and in fact, we've got a clustered blade center with Informix 11.5 clustering up to a 4 nodes cluster that partners can get access to and test and build a demo environment. They can store that, archive that environment off, and then later be able to just make a phone call to the loaner program and get that brought back up in a very short time frame, less than a half hour in many cases, and be able to demo your solutions and your products anywhere in the world against that clustered server. So it is, the link at the bottom gives you access to that. It is freely available now and is a great resource that I've heard multiple of our ISV partners starting to utilize more to get up onto it and get their in test environments built, their demo systems up there, and then are using it to actually access remotely around the world as they go out and do demonstrations with Informix. Slide 25, we've brought out a compression estimator tool, which again will be made available when we announce on April 27th that and linkages to this tool that you can just run it against an Informix server and it will quickly tell you how much the database can be compressed, which can also give you ability to then talk with the customer and show them how they can get the benefits of storage savings and cost savings in relation to that. This compression estimator tool will also be available on the playbook at the end of April, when not only from an external link, but if you get into the playbook itself, it will have a link to this compression tool as well. I wanted to also make you aware of, with the Informix Warehouse, we do have some simple industry templates, the retail, telco, healthcare, and financial templates that we're going to be making available in the playbook and be able to be downloadable from the Partner World side. And again, these are simple starter type templates. They will require you to adapt them to any given customer situation, but it does give you an ability to quickly demo. There is data available with these that you can be able to demo the Informix Warehouse with some of the stuff. And also the schemas that make it easier just to start from the different industries and build out your warehouse from that. In some cases, the smaller mid-market, this may be a useful tool for you to get started with. The next slide, slide 27, I wanted to make available to you the ROI, return on investment tools for Informix. We actually have three of them now that are available up on the web. I've given you the links up in the top right-hand corner to access these. This one is an upgrade. It's a rev-up type of a tool, so you can put in your what version you're coming from and put in what version you're going to, 11.5 or 11, and it will start to tell you down in the bottom some of the benefits and the differences, features and functions in somewhat business language, what is available on the newer releases that you didn't have available on the older releases. There's there's also some inputs that you can plug in and make some estimates to the amount of hours. And down at the bottom, you can get a summary of some of the estimated revenue gains or estimated cost savings around revving up your software. Slide 28 gets into the another ROI tool. This one is more focused in a general term of Informix and showing how the lower administration can save you time and money over doing things manually or comparing them to if you're working with a competitor database, maybe how much time you take to do something on your current competitor database and how much time we anticipate that you'll need to take it or not even do the activity on an Informix server. And then over in the right-hand side, it will show you the cost savings associated with that. And from this, you can also generate a report out of this website that gives you a summary and more of the details if you needed to take that up to a financial person for justifying a server for purchase. Slide 29 is, again, our third ROI tool. The link is at the top right. It's very similar to the low administration tool, although this one is focused at clustering. So you can see the inputs of the number of server clusters and the numbers of servers per cluster that you would be looking to add. There is a hardware aspect to this, so there is some hardware cost savings and things. And you can kind of see how if you scale up a particular instance with just buying one server and making it a bigger and bigger SMP, how much you'll end up have to pay for that kind of processing power versus how it would work out if you would spread that across lower cost clustered servers and parallel the activity. So this is a good tool if you're looking to justify the continuous availability feature in the release. Slide 30, I just wanted to remind you that April 26th and 29th, we've got the IIUG conference. We've got lots of technical sessions. We will have a lot of networking and people there from IBM as well as our partners and customers to interact with, and we're looking for a very excited conference this year. The attendance is looking very strong, so we're going to end up having a very successful conference. The conference itself goes from April 26th to April 29th. On April 30th, there is a business partner and also a customer advisory council that's going on that Thursday, April 30th, that we invite all of you to attend. Feel free to email me if you're wanting to attend that. Hopefully I've sent out email registration and information to you that you can respond to as well. So wrapping up a little bit, again, we want to have a call to action in slide 31 that really tries to get people to utilize version 11, especially 11.5, take advantage of the upgrade promotion that's going on, get skilled, attend those boot camps, and get your technical certifications. Again, October is the deadline that we will be moving into this controlled distribution where you will need to be a part of Growth Through Skills to be able to resell the Informix product. So again, take advantage of getting your certifications built up and be able to meet that. We also have continued work with our co-marketing teams and to provide assistance, and we'll be adding in more capabilities with go-to-market plans through the second half of this year. So please come to us and ask if you're wanting to do some things to help grow the Informix business. We also are constantly looking at trying to recruit and build more solutions with Informix. So if you have any ISVs that you think are appropriate, again, feedback to us which ISVs we think we should be on Informix and help recruit, or we will go recruit and get those on. So I'd like to open up the call at this time for questions.
Thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. You may withdraw your question by pressing star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, there are no questions.
Okay. So I want to thank everybody for attending today, and I know you're on busy schedules, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Hopefully this, with the presentation materials, you'll have the ability to help us really work to grow the Informix business and really expand through the Informix warehouse. I look forward to seeing you at the users conference at the end of April, and if at any time, please, if you have questions, feel free to contact myself. Our contact information is on slide 32 or any of our Informix team. We look forward to talking to you. Again, thank you, everyone, and have a good day.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.